My entitled manager ignores several health code violations that I pointed out to him, choosing instead to make my life a living nightmare after I tried to do the right thing and point them out in the first place. But thankfully, karma came back for my general manager in a fantastic way, as this guy was fired on the spot by corporate for all the violations that he ignored, as well as the time theft he committed on his employees. And I've never been happier to watch someone get taken down in my life. Here's what happened. So around the beginning of the pandemic, I landed a job at a well-known U.S. fast food chain. The general manager was a tall and stocky bald guy. He really liked my interview, so from the very beginning, he told me that he hired me with the intention of making me a manager someday soon. So I busted my butt every single day, proving my worth, often doing the work of a full staff all by myself. I worked this hard because my previous job had just laid me off due to the effects of the pandemic on the hospitality industry, and so I was just happy to have a job. In order to become a manager, you had to take a ServSafe exam. Usually, you would get promoted whether or not you passed the exam, but per the state law, there was always to be a ServSafe certified manager on duty at all shifts. Given that there were so few of us, three managers in total, including my general manager, that certificate was absolutely invaluable. But I'm getting ahead of myself. One day in the middle of my shift, the general manager approaches me with a book to study for my certification. I'm excited because I know that this means a promotion and a significant pay raise. I study this book like my life depends on it, with every moment that I get throughout the day spent in the book. I'm a quick study, and I progress rather well through the book. But there is one major issue. The more that I read, the more I discover that there were so many health violations happening at the workplace. A lot of these fast food workers aren't being paid enough to care about cleanliness, and most places will be okay with the appearance of cleanliness. I mean, there was improper food storage, cross-contamination, changing the dates on expired products, just to name a few. We even had minors working in the kitchen. I decided to approach the general manager about my concerns, hoping that we could get to work on fixing a few things. Well, instead, I met with him snarling back at me. He says to me, "Just do what I say." And when he said this, I was completely shocked. And as a result, he begins to make my life absolutely miserable. He would intentionally short-staff the shifts that I worked because he knew that I wouldn't complain about doing extra work. And then when our number suffered, because there was literally three of us doing the work of eight people, he would bark at me at the beginning of the next shift in the presence of my coworkers. He went in deep, calling me worthless and all types of names just to degrade me. He would normally threaten my job about 2 to 3 times during a shift. I actually began to gaslight myself into believing that I was in the wrong and to just work harder. It didn't really click that I wasn't doing anything wrong until one day when I stopped by during the morning shift. Now, typically I work the nights, so I just so happened to be checking in on something. It's right then that I noticed the morning manager clocked in, then they go back outside to smoke and have breakfast. I was so shocked because no one said anything. I approached one of the morning guys that I knew I could trust and asked him if this was a normal occurrence. He said yes, along with so many other things that this female manager got away with that I would probably be fired for on the spot. During this entire fiasco, after many breakdowns where I would go to the freezer to cry, I finally did it. I passed the ServSafe exam. I was very proud of myself. Well, if my life was miserable before, I simply don't have the words to begin to describe what my life became after I got certified. Apparently, and I have no way of verifying this, the general manager became threatened by me and intensified my misery. Now, I forgot to mention that in an attempt to save money so his numbers would look good, he would literally make some workers work days for free. Now, let me explain. I noticed that some employees would work double 5 days a week and get paid the exact same as the workers who work normal hours. People, listen to me. Hard work is rarely, if at all, rewarded in the United States. This man would manipulate the time clocks to essentially force some of the more gullible employees to work overtime and only get paid for 40 hours. I kid you not, there was this young girl fresh out of high school who would somehow manage to work 70 plus hours a week and only get paid for 40, and she somehow thought that this was normal. But here's the kicker. While he was manipulating the clocks against some of these kids, he would always be on the clock even when he'd leave for the day. I mean, one day, I had the audacity to clock him out, all because, you know, he wasn't at work, and this man gave me the tongue lashing of a lifetime next time he saw me. Now, here comes the karma, and trust me, it was so sweet. The thing about cosmic justice is that it has a sense of humor and irony. I specifically remember that in one of of my general manager's tirades, he would tell me that I would be coming in here as just a customer and not an employee at some point. And please keep this in mind because this will be important for later. So, a random Tuesday morning, I'm still recovering from last night's shift when I get a phone call from one of the morning employees. She can barely get a word out in utter shock, but I made out what she was trying to say. She said on the phone, "They just fired the general manager." I let out this maniacal laugh that I'm sure my entire neighborhood could hear. I laughed to the point of crying. So apparently, the store was doing so bad that it caught corporate's attention. They sent a couple guys to do an audit, and get this, they pointed out every violation that I had previously pointed out to the general manager. It was so bad that they fired him on the spot. The corporate guys became our acting general manager. The store had to be shut down for a couple of days just to fix everything. And get this, remember how the general manager said that I would one day come in the store as a customer and not as an employee? Well, guess who ended up coming in to order food a week after being fired? I almost snapped my ankle running to the front to serve him with a smile. To make matters worse, his wife actually left him after he was fired. Apparently, he was cheating on her with the morning shift manager. So it finally made sense now how she just got away with everything. We only found out because she used his phone to text the work group chat, exposing the affair to literally everybody. It felt great to be validated and vindicated for everything I pointed out. Over the next couple of weeks, we went through a couple of general managers from neighboring stores who came in to fill in. Eventually, things got way better, and I left the job a few months later for health reasons and got a better job that paid twice what I was making back there. And it's honestly just so satisfying to watch the cosmic justice of karma drop down directly onto my former general manager. Yeah, your former boss is a complete idiot. Seriously, why would you not want to fix any of the health code violations in your store? Like, did he really think that nobody was going to inspect him? Like, I'm pretty sure it's a normal thing for a health code inspector to come along and look at your store. And don't even get me started on the fact that he was taking advantage of his staff. Like, seriously, this guy is a scumbag. He literally would have people work, what, 70 hours a week? And then only log them, what, 40 hours a week just to try and take advantage of them? That is such an awful business practice, and seriously, I can't believe he got away with that for so long. I mean, you really did try to warn this guy. You tried to point out things that would make the store a better place. And you know what? You worked incredibly hard. You tried to prove your worth and show him that yes, you can get it done and you can be trusted to be a manager. But just like all jobs with corrupt bosses, this guy clearly had ulterior motives. Not to mention the fact that he was having an affair with someone you worked with. Like, just imagine if you did become a manager and then you would have to deal with that on a daily basis. Like, it's probably better that this guy never promoted you. But honestly, through it all, good for you for standing your ground and at least trying to do the right thing. Because this guy was a complete idiot. And if he knew what was good for him, he would have made those changes if he actually valued his job. If you like Am I the Jerk, you're probably going to love Am I the Genius. Check it out, link down below in the description. Also, go to amithejerk.com/submit if you would like to submit your own stories. My girlfriend said that I'm being unreasonable for refusing to pay 50% of the utility bill after it increased. And at this point, I seriously don't know what to do. Here's what happened. I live in the UK with my partner, and for most bills, we pay 50-50. Now, there are some exceptions. For example, if one person wants something that the other person doesn't, then that person pays. So I pay monthly for a Wi-Fi booster and some streaming services that my girlfriend uses but doesn't necessarily need. As it's getting colder, we've started using the heating more often. I barely use it since I'm not too cold, but my girlfriend has been starting to put it on more for most of the day. I'll be sat in the apartment too hot, asking to turn it off or down, but she'll refuse. If it was up to me, we'd have used it maybe twice in the last 6 weeks, but because of my girlfriend, it's on most of the time. We pay what we use for our utilities instead of a set direct debit, and we got the bill this month, and it was over £65 more than usual due to the heating. I showed the bill to my girlfriend, and she said there's nothing we could have done to get it lower. Well, I told her that I didn't really want to be paying the extra since it's only her using it, and she's the one who refuses to consider turning it off when I ask. She disagreed and said we should be splitting it since we're both benefiting from it. But I pointed out it's not a benefit for me because I'm too hot and I don't actually want it on. She said we're supposed to be a team, but I just mentioned that if that were true, she would listen to me when I mentioned turning it off or turning it down, but she only wants to have things her way. She said I was being unreasonable and that I should pay my half, but I really don't think that I should. good. So honestly, I'm now at a loss and I seriously don't know what to do. Honestly, this is like super inappropriate, but not from the original poster's girlfriend. I really think the original poster is being super selfish. He is trying to nickel and dime his girlfriend in a way that is so inappropriate. This guy is seriously getting upset over what, $65 on the heating bill? This guy does know that winter exists, right? So sometimes when it's cold in the house, you've got to turn on your heat. And for you to be like, oh, I don't get any benefit from this. But it's like, what are you talking about? You live in the same house. Like, of course you're benefiting from this, even if you don't like it. It's also super inappropriate how the original poster like twisted the words of his girlfriend. She said, hey, we're supposed to be a team. Why can you not help me with this? But in reality, he doesn't want this to be a team. He wants this to be a dictatorship. This guy would rather have his girlfriend listen to everything he says and do things his way instead of letting his girlfriend, I don't know, have free will and choice. I don't know. This just comes off as super entitled and really sketchy in my opinion. And I'm not saying that the girlfriend isn't also nickel and diming the original poster. Like there might be things going on that would probably be like super obnoxious that the girlfriend is doing in this situation, but we probably don't have enough info to try and get some kind of like fair assessment. But honestly, from what we know, it really seems like the original poster is being super selfish. And in my opinion, if $65 is gonna make or break your relationship, then I really think you've got bigger problems than the heating bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
Am I the jerk for banning my mother from my wedding after the way she's been talking about my future husband? Here's what happened. I started seeing my boyfriend 5 years ago, soon after I moved out of my mom's house. It took about a year before I introduced them, and as soon as I did, my mom made her disapproval very obvious. She suggested he wasn't good enough for me because of his job title, his income, and education level. She said he was weird, and that I should be with someone normal to make me more normal. She said she wasted her money putting me through college because I didn't meet my future husband there like she did. Gradually, she laid off all the negative comments and seemed to finally accept him. I didn't think anything of it when I invited her to our wedding because I thought everybody invites their mom to their wedding. She was supposed to even walk me down the aisle since my dad passed away a few years ago. Then yesterday, I was at my mom's house with no one else there. She said to me, "Make sure he has a nice suit so we can pretend like you're going to marry a successful man." Then she started laughing hysterically at her own joke. I said to her, "If you don't like who I'm getting married to, then don't come to my wedding." Then her mood suddenly changed and she yelled at me. She said, "That is no way to talk to your mother." Well, I ran out of there in tears. I then went on to think about how my mom has talked about my fiance. I realized that nothing she could say to me now would make me comfortable with her at my wedding. We would have to change a few plans last minute, but I would be much happier without her there at this point. So I texted her and I told her my decision was final and she was not coming. My mom says I'm overreacting to a harmless joke and that the whole family will be shocked by my decision and she will be humiliated. She said if I didn't want her there, then I should have told her from the start and that there's no way I was changing my mind over that one joke. So I need to know, am I overreacting by making such a drastic decision at the last minute? Am I being too harsh on my mom? What should I do? Honestly, I don't think you're overreacting in this regard. Your mom is being very toxic towards your fiance, and it seems like it's been like this from the beginning. Like, she seriously just puts him down at the drop of a hat. She doesn't like his job or how much money he makes. She doesn't like his education level. It honestly seems like she doesn't like this guy, and he will never be able to impress this lady pretty much ever. And that's not fair for you or your fiance. I mean, imagine this from your fiance's point of view. He is already starting at such a low point, all because of what your mother was saying about him. Like, honestly, Honestly, who would want that kind of energy on their special day? I know if I was in your shoes and my mother was acting like that, I would probably go the same route as well. I mean, you thought everything was fine. You thought she was going to act normal at the wedding ceremony, and she was going to be somewhat supportive in some kind of way, but it's obvious she wants to be toxic. And guess what? If she wants to be toxic, then that behavior can absolutely be rewarded with her being uninvited. Like, she has no one to blame except for herself. And in my opinion, it's a good thing to keep her out of this wedding. So no, obviously you are not the jerk. All of these jokes that your mom was trying to pass off in some kind of like passive-aggressive manner are not jokes at all in my opinion. But instead, those are her actual thoughts about your future husband, and personally, I would not want to put up with that on my wedding day in the slightest. Today, I messed up by getting fired from my job, and now I'm concerned about how I'm going to pay for my rent, and at this point, I seriously don't know what to do. So I want to start off by saying that this story has been a situation for about a month now, and also, it has been 3 years in the making. But this has all started before I got this job. I was running out of savings that I got from a previous job and was assisting a medical call center that ended up liking me to the point where they recommended me to some leads who were working in the same building. So after sending an application and landing an interview, I got a job as a medical biller for some medical consultants. Now, a thing about me is that I sometimes would talk to myself if I'm under stress, trying to figure out if I did something wrong, or in this case, if I have a random scenario in my head and would act as if I was in that situation. And so I had this scenario where I was given something confidential or important, let's say a USB with a patient's information for an example. And in that scenario, I would pretty much refuse to take on that task because of how often I lose or misplace my own stuff, as well as just completely forget them. So fast forward about 3 months later, and I've been tasked with printing out some patient and faculty documents in order to send them out to the post office. But there were some times that some prints didn't come out correctly, or I would want some clarification on it, so I would put those to the side and get to them later, only to then completely forget about them. And so on two separate occasions within that month, people were being moved around to different cubicles and offices, myself included. So on the second relocation, something came up. I completely forgot a patient document where I was previously working at that was now very late, and it was about a week late. And then soon after, I come to find out that I've done that already at my first desk with another one, and this was almost a month late for that one. So when the second incident occurred, my boss pretty much told me that if it happened again, I would be fired. So I've completely forgotten about a patient's information twice, all within 1 month. And my brain knew something like this was going to happen before I even got started, which honestly is not a lot of fun. So after all that happened, I knew that I wasn't going to make it for long, but I had responsibility, so I stuck around despite it. So throughout the years, I've dealt with the following: a failure to meet a deadline because I thought I had 30 days instead of 28. I've had multiple times where either the bus taking me to work showed a minute early, or I'd see it pass by me, or when I got off work, I would sometimes wait 2 to 3 minutes, all the way up to 2 hours, only for 3 buses to show up all at once. At that point, I would just walk all the way home, which would take me about 45 minutes to an hour. I also had friction with my roommate and sister, to the point that I was trying everything in my power to not start a fist fight. A new rule was then implemented to where they've banned using headphones, so if I want to listen to music, I had to use a speaker at a certain volume. A few times at work, I wouldn't be able to finish up everything, so I would clock out and stay over to finish up on my own time, which they absolutely didn't like. And on two separate occasions, I've overslept and I've been an hour late to work. There was also a coworker who I was working with that left to become a realtor, but before that, he dumped about 250 statements on me. So now, coming to this year, things were looking up. I've moved to another apartment that made it where I could just walk to work while my sister moved to another state. And I let my mom in because she got recently kicked out of my older sister's house and was also working at home. But on the other hand, at this point, I was straight up miserable. I couldn't have my headphones in, so I couldn't focus for anything. I'm not exactly fully awake since I pretty much hate waking up in the morning, and my head was like screaming. I couldn't do anything to quell the noise. So you might be wondering, what ended up getting me canned in the first place? Well, I forgot to clock back in from lunch 4 times within a month, so I ended up getting fired, and I had to break the news to my family, and they understood the situation, and my mother told me to take a break, file for unemployment, and start looking for work, which I did. But then, recently, I found out that I'm getting help from unemployment, and shortly after that, my mom's dad passed away, and now she is being burdened with a funeral cost since she's the only descendant still alive. And I also didn't save up up anything, so I'll probably have barely enough for the upcoming rent, basically making me broke. So now I maybe have 1 to 2 months to get another job, or I'm gonna be out of my apartment. And at this point, I really hate my life, and I'm seriously not sure what to do. Okay, take this with a grain of salt, but it really seems like the original poster has ADHD of some kind. And I'm not a doctor or anything like that. I'm speaking purely from personal experience, because I myself have ADHD, and let me tell you something, I've experienced everything the original poster's talking about. I've had trouble getting up in the morning, I've had trouble focusing at work, I've had trouble getting things done in my life, if not just forgetting things altogether at work or in my house. Like, seriously, I understand where you're coming from. And for me, going to a doctor and figuring out exactly what's going on inside my brain made a massive difference in my personal, private, and professional life. And again, I'm not a doctor, but honestly, it really reflects on my own experience in dealing with ADHD. So while this situation does suck, there's a very good chance, just based off of personal experience, that there might be something else going on here that the original poster is just not accounting for. It's either that or they just suck at planning. Like, it really seems like they're not being forward-thinking with their future, they're not saving up money, they're not doing what they need to do to get to work on time or to clock in and out on time. Like, if you're really that forgetful and this isn't some kind of like attention problem or anything like that, then in my opinion, I think maybe using your phone as like a reminder, or at least as some kind of like alert to remind you, hey, I need to clock in and out, or even check your time at work or like anything like that, I think that might make a big difference in your future job. Because here's the thing, I think they're completely right to fire you. I know that sounds really bad, but you've forgotten to do a lot of things, and at this point, they've probably given you like every opportunity in the book to straighten out your behavior and figure this out. So yes, you did get fired, but at least you can move forward and find a better job. Because this honestly is not the end of the road when it comes to working. And I think with this future job, you can have a fresh start and try and do things differently. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. To finish listening to all the stories, check out the playlist at the top of the description. And if you want some chill music to put on in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Jerk, subscribe to Am I the Genius. Everything will be linked down below in the description.